Of the virus, we need to press pause again. That's why once more, we need to stay home and avoid all non-essential travel. Gatherings are prohibited in red zones and are to be avoided in orange zones. And it's important to keep following the everyday health measures. Let's press pause again to curb the spread. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
My name is Eleanor King, and you are listening to Top Songs on NASA Radio, part of the Crosswaves series. Crosswaves is a Canadian sound art series that includes performances and internet radio programs curated by 8 media artists representing various regional and cultural perspectives in Canada. This is a project of the New Adventures in Sound Art, and you can find it online at naisa.ca. Top Songs is a radio program that considers the musical form of the pop song as a point of departure. This diverse group of works investigates sound art and musicality through many lenses. Some works remix existing pop culture or borrow structures from popular musical conventions, while others use music as their raw material, rearranging appropriated lyrics or sonic phrases, or morphing existing songs into new forms. The artists, musicians, and scholars in the program carry forward lineages of contemporary musical forms, from rock to rap, lullabies to show tunes, blast beats to noise, EDM to meditative ambience. Top songs do not fit tightly into any categorization. These artists crossbreed artistic forms to create new spaces for listening, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. My name is Eleanor King, and this is NASA Radio. When choosing the works in this program, I began with the idea of the popular musical form of the song, and I wondered how artists might use music as a starting point or inspiration in their sound works. I'm particularly interested in the historical intersections where art and music converge, both in high and low contexts. For example, looking at minimalism as a crossover strategy in both visual art and in composition, or the Talking Heads as a quintessential art school band. I'm interested in how artists use varying strategies to build conceptual frames for their works, and I wanted to tease out my own relationship to how music influences my art making and vice versa. Top Songs proposes the song as a loose structure or set of limitations that the artist can work with or against. A song is first understood as a voice singing. It is a, quote, metrical composition adapted for singing, especially one in rhyme, and having a regular verse form, occasionally a poem, unquote. I'm interested in how artists might use lyrics, voices, rhythms, verses, or choruses. I wanted to hear their ditties, their melodies, their poetry. I asked for anything, ballad, aria, lullaby, shanty. What about their electronic tracks and their mashups? I expected some forms of splicing, overlaying, transposing, slowing down, or speeding up. Would they mine their own narratives or appropriate the songs of others? Would they present facts or fictions? If we accept McLuhan's famous notion that the medium is the message, how then do these artists translate their voices through such heavy mediation, and can they be heard through the noise of corporate totality? I'm interested in how technology impacts temporality, instant or delayed, and how sound inhabits physical space through broadcast. These studio, audio, these field recordings, found sounds, layered tracks, are composed in digital or analog studio spaces, then exported out into the internet. These sounds are now playing through my headphones as I write this essay, now playing in your location through a radio transmission. I approached the project by looking to existing works by artists I admire, but also giving myself the added focus to choose artists with some relation to the place where I'm from. That's Nova Scotia, but more widely, the Maritimes, which includes the Canadian provinces of New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island. Hard Times and the Maritimes. After attending the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design, I cut my artistic teeth in Halifax, Nova Scotia. A young artist swiftly ejected recently graduated from the support systems and studio space of the institution, I had to figure out a way to continue my work in a bedroom studio. So I developed a radio persona, Darla Kitty. I hosted a weekly radio program called Art Smarts, interviewing artists and playing new music on a campus station. I collaborated with Stephen Kelly, who's also featured in this program, to create Radio Ballroom, a curatorial pirate FM station broadcasting intermittently from our kitchen. I was a DJ, I joined a bunch of bands, and I taught myself how to play the drums. A virtually untrained musician, save for my childhood piano lessons, I wrote many terribly embarrassing songs and kept writing until they eventually became relatively good songs, or at least I hope. This interdisciplinary homegrown spirit is not unique to me, but rather bred from that place. Multi-tiered artistic practices are completely normal attributes to those of us living and working in Halifax and throughout the Maritimes. Many of us are heavily influenced not only by the conceptual rigor of NASCAD, but by the communities that somehow manage to thrive without much funding or support. Most of us, especially when first starting out, get little to no institutional recognition within or outside of the Maritimes. And you need to have about 5 jobs to get by. My Halifax still holds a deeply entrenched DIY ethos. We're in bands to entertain ourselves because bands just don't bother to tour there. We're the lo-fi, 90s sub-pop influence of Sloan, Eric Stripp, Thrush Hermit, and Jail continues. Where the art scene and the music scene aren't really siloed from one another, but rather have quite porous borders. This activity, the invisibility of remoteness, and the pure absence of an art market gives us a real freedom. The freedom to make noise because we're the only ones watching and listening to each other. The artists in this show exemplify this interdisciplinary and do-it-yourself attitude. As is the nature of working in a small place, many of the artists in this program are people that I have collaborated with or played with, while others I met at NASCAD either as a student or during my tenure as director at the Annalena Owens Gallery. A few CFA artists, that's come from a ways, I first encountered via their exhibited works in Halifax galleries or at residencies or maybe even on the internet. In every case, I was introduced to each of these artists in the program somewheres in relation to the Maritimes, and regardless of where they are from or currently reside, their practices boldly embody a tenacious Maritimer kind of dedication to their craft. So let's begin. We're going to start with Song Songs. Andy Dowden's Love Song was produced on tape in 1984 by splicing the lyric love out of radio songs. Andy taught the basic sound class at NASCAD for decades, and he was the reason NASCAD even had a sound class or studios. These were initiatives that Dowden proposed, designed, and taught. I wouldn't say that we were encouraged to make songs in his class. We had to think of sound, not as musical form. Considering this program, though, the love song was a natural starting point. It represents not only my own beginnings as an artist interested in sound, but it is a perfect example of pre-digital, sample-based artworks using popular music as source material. Here's Andy Dowden's Love Song. Love, love.
Love, 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 love
works by Halifax artists William Robinson and Stephen Kelly use existing songs as their primary source as well. Both offerings appropriate popular rock tunes from the early 1970s to nearly opposite results. Will's Stairway to Heaven layers 100 different versions of the Led Zeppelin anthem compiled from YouTube. Though beginning coherently, the piece quickly deteriorates into an utter cacophony. It speaks to the ubiquity of the song, to the point of being the brunt of jokes, and encapsulates Robinson's pendulum swing of interests from beautiful musicality to harsh noise. Stephen Kelly's Lost Songs, Tonight's the Night, reduces Neil Young's track until it is nearly unrecognizable. This is the latest in a series of lost songs, all of which are treated to expose the sonic information compressed out of the popular MP3 digital music format. Kelly compares the higher quality WAV or OGG file information against the lossy MP3 version for this surprising result. It's incredible that you can still hear the ghost of the original quite clearly, and it's a perfect that Stephen chooses the song by Neil Young, the most vocal opponent to the lossy compression in the industry. Young's refusal to conform to music business demands has always made him a bit of a punk rocker. We're going to hear back-to-back Will Robinson's Stairway to Heaven, and after that, Stephen Kelly's Lost Songs, Tonight's the Night.
Thank you. Sisters. Late at night when the people were gone, I used to pick up my guitar. I'd sing a song in a shaky voice that was real as the day was small.
Speak to me, babe. Not only is punk music where Montreal artists Jake Moore and Steve Bates, also known as collaborative duo USSA, find their inspiration, but it's also within that music scene where they met. For them, punk continues to be a language to express resistance and resilience, and this ethos infuses both their singular and collaborative practices. For 100 Lines, Moore and Bates speak to a kind of overlapping poetry. They challenged one another to choose 50 lines of lyrics that had been important to them from their music collections without knowing what the other person had picked. Reciting the lines simultaneously, and over the phone between Sweden and Canada, sometimes the voices sing in unison, demonstrating their parallels both in music and in life. This is 100 Lines. Jake Moore and Steve Bates.
Like you said, when we crawled down from the trees, we're in transition. I don't want to remain on the edge. We must embrace the new conditions. The world's a mess. It's in my kiss. Spending time nowadays by myself, it's paradise. We're equal.
I'm angry, I'm ill, and I'm as ugly as sin. I don't know what keeps me alive and kicking. I know the meaning of life. It doesn't help me a bit. I know beauty, and I know a good thing when I speak it.
Anger
One,
is an energy.
Two, three, four, five, six.
Big
it's a balancing
A, little A, bouncing
and
B.
I can't balance,
the system might have got you, but
well.
It won't get me. I'm about
no
to have a nervous breakdown.
And everything's
my
untied.
Head really hurts. If I don't find my way out of here, I'm gonna go berserk. Then it looks
so
real. I can see
I can
it.
Hear it.
I can hear
it.
So why can't I touch it? Even though there ain't no street like home to make you feel so all alone. All we ever wanted was everything.
My dying breath.
All we ever got was cold.
It up till there's nothing left.
The
I don't
one
need
who
no
insists
credit
first in line
mass production
is allowed to remember her name.
Won't spend my life behaving. The monopolies. See
and she gives away the secrets
TV,
of the past and says, I've lost control again.
She doesn't think so, but she's dressed for the H-bomb. I'm dressed
sharp.
I'm
in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Who
Maybe
makes
this
the
time
masses?
I can't come back, because I might be too far down. If being strong is your kind,
the exact
then I need help
hell.
Here with this feather.
Does this sound simple? Fuck you. Are you for sale? Does fuck you sound simple enough?
I'm so...
Missiles have arrived.
I'm so...
Despite our protests
unsatisfied.
And anger, the fucked up fucking shits took no notice of our banners. Big
I'm
A,
digging for fire.
A, bouncing B. The system might have got you, but it won't get me.
Put the cheddar
One,
in the pocket.
Two,
put
three,
the rest under the jacket.
Four.
Big scissors.
Let's jump this
cut.
Ship. Let's cut,
cut
us.
Yes.
Let's
cut,
get into the wagon
bend,
and drive
tense,
until the motor falls
off. Snap.
Out.
Break. Cut. It
Is
was a world.
In
what
vacuum,
a world.
On a
what a world. What a big world.
Days
what
a
world
nation.
To be drowned in. It's just a joke, man. I stand
Cut
for language.
I
speak the truth. I shout for history. I am
this
the cesspool for all
this
the shit to
control.
Run down into.
I
the dogs, the clock, a whisper woke him up. The smell of water would resume.
Dance
around sound in a two-inch wall while I was waiting
I
for the communist call. I didn't ask for sunshine, and I got World War III. I'm looking over the wall, and they're looking at me. Sputter, mutter, everyone gonna kill their mother. White light. Direct stellar contact, wait for dark, waiting for dark.
And
Hear
these are
me.
Not illusion fields.
Hear me.
This is not a photograph.
I am helium raising, and this movie is mine.
Began,
so he cried out as he stretched the sky,
the
pushing
truck.
It all out like Strings latex cartoon. Am I all alone in this
Just
generation?
Like I'm in
My
balance
is a dream,
a
real dream, a skinny
and
arm, a crush
lyrics.
On living sins.
I want to hear it on the radio. I want to hear it. I want to score poppies.
I want to hear it on the radio.
Back
we
in the garage,
kill. the California ghost
detector, carbon monoxide, making sure it's effective.
I want to go and have some fun, go where the action is. Who the hell are you to tell me who my friends are? I'm behind
you.
You don't see me. I watch you when you're near me.
I don't want to.
You say words. The sound is missing. I just look and watch and listen. Girls are getting into abstract analysis. Wouldn't like to make that intuitive leap. They're making plans that have far-reaching effects, and the girls want to be with the girls. She was a no one who killed her baby. She sent her letter from the country. She was an animal. She was a bloody disgrace. Body, I'm not an animal. You didn't miss the girl. You hit the girl. You hit her with a force of steel. She's wrapped around your burning wheel.
Go to see the sunrise once.
A
life
window.
I said, I'm seeing pink.
Out.
I said,
nice.
And now
someone says
blink.
To me, mumble, Face
there
marker,
is no culture.
A serpentine liner, a roof falls, an underliner,
a
leaf structure,
of
the egg timer.
This is the home of the vein. This is the home of the vein. Our
the wires are overhead.
Is
there's no shelter in the grass.
Of uneasy
a flash
time,
of every frequency.
Well.
High tension.
On borders, there's movement. In the hills, there's trouble.
Collaboration is also at the root of the next work by NYC-based artist Leah Singer, who recites a poem written by her collaborator and husband, Lee Rinaldo, of Sonic Youth fame. Taking text from spam emails, Naval Milk Prison seems to have a logic which then defies itself. Her perfect, quote, recorded female voice reads us a strange list of words, things we might imagine as Leah performs this verse. Though possibly the furthest formally from a popular song, these verses give us a kind of narrative, as fractured and abstracted as it may be. We're going to hear now Leah Singer's Naval Milk Prison.
Naval Milk Prison. Snail drink, torch desk, money. Tennis star, torpedo, milkshake, fungus bedgate, umbrella. Sandwich, spiral mouth, fork, needle, junk ears, treadmill, fork, boss necklace, salt highway, diamond nail, ship, window, saddle, pillow, car, saddle, tunnel desk god, mosquito weapon, circus ears. 360 transparent, ice, electricity, spectrum, grapes, finger. Vacuum surveyor, circle, pillow, planet. Bank, dress, drink, chisel. Spectrum, book, hieroglyph. Chisel, bottle, window. Necklace, cycle, rope, ring, explosive, box. Bible, man, microscope, egg, circus, bridge, milkshakes. Pure, balloon, ice, arm. Liquid, adult, umbilical, kitchen. Spectrum, rocket, air force, feather, meteor, ghost, drivers. Kicked, echo, eye, rain, ship, cup, bathtub, bridge, needle, gemstone, train, backpack, pebble, adult, foot, gemstone, bathtub, space, shuttle, solid, balloon, gemstone. Replay, memory, black box, pedestrian, boss, plane, finger, teeth, meteor, circle. Floodlight, swimming, pool, alphabet, flower, swimming, pool, freeway, cave, bed, triangle, pepper, jet, fighter, torpedo, egg, parachute, carpet, restaurant, desks, electric, apple, socket, tree, sap, school, thermometer, boss, fan, pants, rope, saddle, gate, apple, hat, bottle, boss, compass, mist, feather, vampire, cappuccino, ears, rainbow, circus, spectrum, navy, elephant, school, bed, ring, electricity, useless, cookbook, cocktails, explosives, medicine, water, school, child, circus, sphere, sandwich, umbrella, guitar, spoon, highway, drill, pillow, table, snail, rocket, smoke, cell phone, pigeons, poles, jamming, salt, rope, brain, ears, sandwich, junk, navy, explosive, pepper, clowns, bed, surveyor, earth, treadmill, girl, chair, teeth, ring, magnet, flower, videotape, sunglasses, videotape, stomach, rainbow, garden, bird, snail, chisel, book, film, barbecue, data, base, fruit, floodlight, teeth, spice, stomach, box, ship, god, train, flower, bombs, second, water, ground, chair, tent, bed, film, brain, coffee shop, horse, rock, typewriters, power, cut, ghost, face, sick, end, emergency, adult, cup, pants, spice, microscope, shower, apple, shop, adult, snail, race, triangle, cellophane, air force, car, leap, tinfoil, smokestack, exhale, maps.
Halifax-based artists Craig Leonard and Lisa Lipton both combined techniques of electronic dance music with spoken text for this program. Leonard's guitar and drum sketch fades from erratic to completely rhythmic, then fades into a voice speaking German. If only I could speak German. But Craig tells me, quote, "It's about a time when a conversation about trees is almost a crime because it implies silence about injustice, and when one who walks calmly across the street is probably no longer in touch with his friends who are in need." That's from an email from Craig himself, and we're going to listen to his piece, Folding Scarves, now.
lebe in finsteren Zeiten, das arglose Wort ist töricht. Eine glatte Stirn deutet auf Unempfindlichkeit hin. Der Lachende hat die furchtbare Nachricht nur noch nicht empfangen. Was sind das für Zeiten, wo ein Gespräch über Bäume fast ein Verbrechen ist? Wer dort ruhig über die Straße geht, ist wohl nicht mehr erreichbar für seine Freunde, die in Not sind. Es ist wahr, ich verdiene noch meinen Unterhalt. Aber glaubt mir, das ist nur ein Zufall. Nichts von dem, was ich tue, berechtigt mich dazu, mich satt zu essen. Zufällig bin ich verschont, wenn mein Glück aussetzt. Man sagt mir, iss und trink du, sei froh, dass du hast. Aber wie kann ich essen und trinken, wenn ich den Hungernden entreiße, was ich esse? Mein Glas Wasser einem Verdursteten fehlt, doch esse und trinke ich. Dem Schlechter. Ich vermochte nur wenig, aber die Herrschenden saßen ohne mich sicherer. Das hoffte ich. So verging meine Zeit, die auf Erden mir gegeben war. Die Kräfte waren gering, das Ziel lag in großer Ferne. Es war deutlich sichtbar, wenn auch für mich kaum zu erreichen. So verging meine Zeit, die auf Erden mir gegeben war. Ihr, die ihr auftauchen werdet aus der Flut, in der wir untergegangen sind, gedenkt, wenn ihr von unseren Schwächen sprecht, auch der finsteren Zeit, der ihr entronnen seid. Gingen wir doch öfter als die Schuhe die Länder wechselnd, durch die Kriege der Klassen, verzweifelt, wenn da nur Unrecht war und keine Empörung. Dabei wissen wir doch, auch der Hass gegen die Niedrigkeit verzerrt die Züge. Auch der Zorn über das Unrecht. Ach, wir, die wir den Boden bereiten wollten für Freundlichkeit, konnten selber nicht freundlich sein. Ihr aber, wenn es so weit sein wird, dass der Mensch dem Menschen ein Helfer ist, gedenkt unserer mit Nachsicht.
Drummer, filmmaker, and recent SOBE Art Award shortlister Lisa Lipton, a.k.a. Frankie, starts with the voice, at normal pitch, roboticized, reversed, slowed down, and cut up, to make a melody over electronic beats. Her static gives way to a quieter rendition of the female voice, covering Every Day by Buddy Holly. Her work, which has tendrils in virtually every artistic medium known, tackles the emotion that countless songs have been written about. Love. We're going to hear now Lisa Lipton's Ridin'.
Oh my God. Every Day by Buddy Holly.
The Performative Lecture. There are two works in this program which use songwriting as a starting point for lectures. Dave Diamond's works generally mine popular culture. He deeply researches sometimes obscure references in music, movies, and television. For his lecture, he discusses the lineage of a very particular song from 1978, both as a hit mashup and a precursor to how capital cashes in on things that go viral in our saturated media landscape today. We'll hear Dave Diamond explaining it all to you in his piece, No, You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore.
Television producer Norman Lear, now 93 years old, is considered one of the most successful producers of all time. Lear was responsible for such hit sitcoms as All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude, Mary Hartman, One Day at a Time, Sanford and Son, and Good Times. He's celebrated for creating comedies that dealt with social issues and for breaking taboos, including the first heard flushing toilet, the first television character to have an abortion, and the first transgender character as a series regular. Lear's breakthrough success, All in the Family, revolved around a working-class bigot, his wife, daughter, and son-in-law. It was a remake of the British series Till Death Do Us Part. His second hit, Sanford and Son, about a family junk shop, was also based on a British series called Steptoe and Son. B. Arthur appeared as Edith Bunker's cousin Maud in two episodes of All in the Family before being given her own sitcom, Maud, which ran for six seasons. Good Times was a spin-off from Maud, where the characters Florida and Henry Evans were introduced. Florida was originally Maud's housekeeper. The Jeffersons was also a spin-off from All in the Family, outlasting the original by two seasons. Other spin-offs include Archie Bunker's Place, the short-lived Gloria, and the very short-lived 704 Hauser. Sanford and Son spun off Sanford, Grady, and Sanford Arms, but Lear was not directly involved in any of these. In his heyday, Norman Lear's shows were so successful that there was talk of him beginning a fourth television network. All That Glitters, which debuted in April of 1977, was produced for broadcast syndication without a network. 40 stations picked up the show, sight unseen. Many stations aired the series alongside other Lear productions in what was called Norman Lear Hour, with the suggestion that, on his name alone, primetime could be extended into 11 o'clock. They might have taken heed from the prophetic title from Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice, All That Glitters Is Not Gold. The show, a spoof of soap operas, depicted a group of executives at the Globotron Corporation. Intended as a satirical comment on changing gender roles in America in the 70s, the series takes place in a world of stereotype role reversal. The executives at Globotron were women whose husbands stayed home and tended to the kids and the housework. The secretaries were men. The women were competitive and aggressive, and the men were passive and meek, and frequently the victims of sexual harassment. The show lasted only 13 weeks, but 65 episodes. It aired five nights a week and received scathing reviews. Time magazine called the series embarrassingly amateurish, with flaccid jokes, flat writing, mediocre acting, and aimless direction. Many writers deemed it offensive, but typically not for the reasons one might expect. One critic called the show's theme song, Genesis Revisited, blasphemous for suggesting that God was female and created Eve first. Written by Academy Award-winning songwriting couple Alan and Marilyn Bergman, the song was not the first considered for the series. It was a last-minute replacement when Neil Diamond refused to relinquish the copyright to Lear of the song that he had penned for the opening sequence. Diamond had met Lear when the two were seated next to one another at the 80th birthday party for George Burns. Lear invited Diamond to work with the Bergmans to create a 45-second jingle in keeping with the show's premise. "I suggested trying to write a torch song," Diamond said in 2008, "which is typically a woman singing on stage about how her man had done her wrong, but have it sung by a man." Diamond repurposed the rejected song of a man bemoaning the lack of romance in a relationship by extending it from 45 seconds to 3.5 minutes, by adding an additional verse in instrumental sections. "You Don't Bring Me Flowers" debuted on his 11th studio album, I'm Glad You're Here With Me, from 1977. A year later, Barbara Streisand recorded a cover of the song for her album, Songbird. Shortly after, Gary Guthrie, the program director for the Louisville, Kentucky radio station WAKY-AM, spliced the two songs together as a present for his wife, whom he was divorcing. Because Streisand, who was once Diamond's high school classmate, had recorded her version in the same key and using the same arranger, Guthrie was able to combine the two tracks with only very minor adjustments in pitch and tempo. When he played it on the radio, the song became the most requested track at the station. Local record store clerks turned away frustrated customers hoping to purchase the song. Interest in the early mashup led to media attention from Good Morning America, the BBC, People Magazine, the LA Times, Merv Griffin, and countless others. Guthrie had two friends with connections at Columbia Records, home to both Diamond and Streisand, and was able to get a tape into the hands of the company president, Bruce Lundvall, proposing an actual duet. Diamond remembers it differently. "Barbara and I somehow received a copy, and we looked at each other," apparently they are in the same room when the mail arrives, "and a light bulb appeared. in a bubble above our head, and we said, hey, let's go in and do it for real. Streisand was reportedly reluctant to share the spotlight with another singer, but capitulated, and the song was quickly re-recorded and rushed released in order to capitalize on the momentum. Guthrie was invited by Columbia Records to visit New York City for the launch. Unfortunately, he later wrote, the trip came with a caveat that I'd take a check and sign a waiver, and since the thing was done out of love rather than greed, I was insulted, and I took a pass. A paragraph later, he asks, would it have hurt to give me the 2 cents per record that I was asking for? Guthrie hired a hard-nosed New York attorney who specialized in music contracts and sought royalties and recognition on the record sleeve. Eventually, on the advice of his father-in-law, a high-ranking judge, Guthrie settled out of court for a figure he describes as less than a windfall. More like the value of a slightly used VW Beetle at the time, he wrote somewhat bitterly. The new version became an instant hit, reaching number one on the charts. It was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, and the pair performed it for the ceremony's telecast to rave reviews.
Singer, stay at home dad, and pre-COVID comedian. I'm sorry, I'm eating a hot turkey sandwich. Again. I made tons for the holidays. I'll probably still be eating turkey till Valentine's Day. But it's time we talk about our resolutions. Please, stay at home and limit your contacts. Let's protect each other. And if anyone has a recipe that calls for 17 pounds of leftover turkey, I really need that. Like, really. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, this is Roxanne Shanté, and of course you know I am listening to CKUT 90.3.
The rhymes you're about to hear me recite are dedicated to all of those that bite.
Do you know about love?
What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Welcome to the spot.
Welcome to the spot.
The spot is where I kick it.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I need...